Welcome.
It's this episode 40, guys. Can you believe it?
Oh my spooky, lord.
Spookiest time of the year, Halloween, and episode 40. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Absolutely crazy.
I was going to say this before we even reveal what we're doing, even though everyone knows what we're doing already, but I want to talk about this because I was playing Warzone yesterday. And then we won two games. I was playing with Pete, and then Pete from All We Do Is Chat on our podcast, and then his brother Jack, and we were playing, and we got two wins, and the second win was my 40th win. This is episode 40 of this one's in chat room. It was Pete's 30th win, and it was episode 30 of All We Do Is Chat.
Oh my gosh.
Meant to
guys.
Be.
It's meant to be.
That is mental lentil.
Very cool. Very mental lentil, if you don't mind me saying.
Wow.
Pardon the pun. Pardon the pun. So this week we are doing a bit of a special episode 40, make it special. We're doing The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a TV show. It's a first kind of, it's a mini series more. We're going to talk about, we're not going to go through the plot because that would probably take a long time.
Yeah.
We're going to just talk about our favorite characters, all the different kind of things, all these little story beats, little spooky little parts.
Spooky.
Bits, our favorite bits, our least favorite bits, our, and we're gonna, of course, we're gonna sing Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
This is Halloween.
This is Halloween. So, before we do that, Louise, what you got for me?
So, did some polls, obviously. Here we
all
go.
All about that poll team.
First question.
Obviously.
Which one did you prefer? The Haunting of Hill House or The Haunting of Bly Manor?
What do I, because this is obviously like, it's not a sequel series, it is a spiritual sequel. The same crew are behind Bly Manor as Hill House. A lot of the same actors as well, a lot of crossover.
Just different characters.
Yeah, playing different characters, set in a different time period. Actually, quite a lot of it's set in the same time period.
So what do you think?
I want to hear what you guys think.
We need to have this conversation as well. I think that I enjoy Bly Manor more, but she enjoyed Hill House more.
What about you, Louise?
I think I enjoy Bly Manor more, but I don't know if that's because I watched that one first.
I definitely enjoyed Hill House more.
Well, I've not even finished Hill House yet, so I need to finish it then make my final opinion.
Final decision.
Give it in the most unspoiler way, I would say I enjoy Bly Manor more because I thought it was just darker.
Okay.
I think that Hill House is like actually has more horror elements to it than Bly Manor.
Fair, yeah.
I think Bly Manor at its core is less to do with the horror.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what the listeners have said.
So the poll ended with 86% Hill House and 14% Bly.
Let's go. Maybe that's because people have only seen Hill House.
Maybe.
Maybe some of that as well. Maybe. But I feel like that is the consensus online. Like me and Poppy both think that Hill House is better, and then people who we've seen online say like Hill House is better.
Yeah.
No, maybe it was, like, maybe it was because I saw I saw
Bly Manor first.
Yeah, so. Maybe.
Maybe it's like I think there's just some really really impressive stuff in Hill House. There's less like there's some cool concepts in Bly Manor, but like there's less like oh my god that's such a cool moment.
Yeah.
So, next one. Do you believe the houses can be haunted?
I said nah.
What do you think, Craig? That's a long thought.
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Surely you must have an opinion. Just say no or yes.
I'll say no, but I don't know. I'll say no. Okay. If I have to pick one.
The public said 58% said yes and 42% said no. So it's quite a tight one.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah.
Some Ghostbusters.
Some believers out there.
Ghostbusters!
Right, so The Haunting of Bly Manor came out like 2 weeks ago, I think.
About 3 weeks ago, maybe.
3 weeks ago. It's it's a barrel of laughs, that show, isn't it? Isn't it just?
Yes.
9 episodes long, came out on Netflix. If you haven't seen it already, we're going to spoil it like heavily. We always spoil it, but this is the most recent thing we've ever done it on.
Mm-hmm. So don't watch it if you haven't seen it. Go watch it
we'll
first.
We'll give our initial thoughts up front right here, and then after that, don't listen on. So I liked it. It was good. Not as good as Hill House, but I liked it.
I liked that as well.
I liked it also. It was very dark and good.
3 thumbs up. Recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Let's just move swiftly on.
Here so we like go.
the guy who directed this is he's the creator of it. He's Mike Flanagan. He's got like some of my like favorite modern horror films. I think we talked about stuff like that before. I've mentioned it before, but like he does Hill House. He directed all of Hill House. He directed the first episode of this, and then he like oversaw the whole of this show.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a few films like Gerald's Game. He did that Doctor Sleep, which is the Shining sequel. Oculus, sorry. He did Mute, or what was the film called? It's the one about the woman who can't hear. And it's like a horror film. I'm starting to feel like a woman who's getting hunted, which you can't hear. He did do Oculus. Hush, Oculus, Gerald's Game, Haunting of Hill House, Doctor Sleep. He's married to Kate Siegel, who in the Haunting of Hill House, she is the middle sister who has the kind of the touchy powers.
Oh, okay.
And in the second season, she plays the woman of the lake, or whatever it's called. Frequent collaborator.
I just haven't got to know before I forget. A guy in Bly Manor, I think it might be the uncle, is the kid from E.T.
Yeah. He's what's he called again? Like he's one of the most like he's one of these kid actors that was like super famous.
Yeah.
Back in the day. I recognize like I can't remember who the man is. Like well obviously quite a lot of the actors, as we said before, are overlapping. Like the main character in we just start talking about different characters. So like, Danny Clayton is the main woman. She's probably the main woman in this one, and she's the youngest sister in the next one. Like, in Hill House.
Yeah.
The woman, Victoria Pernetti. She's really good. Hill House 2 years ago was her first acting role.
Really?
Yeah. The main person.
She is good.
Yeah, she is good. She does like she's quite like, she's likable. I think she's like she's quite shy and like. You feel sorry for her, like in both of them. I'm going to talk about them both, but like, the focus here is definitely Bly Manor.
Yeah.
So, she like her whole kind of thing is that she had like a horrible event happen in her past, and we meet her like moving to Britain. She's American.
To try and like run away from her past.
Yeah, she's trying to move on, finding the new, set up a new life, and it's kind of a weird scenario. She moves to this Bly Manor to look after these two little kids who have recently become orphaned.
Yeah.
She, we don't really know much about her initially, but then we kind of get more about her later on. She like, she's got some quite like in the initial half, she has like some of the cool. The horror stuff only happens to her at the start.
Yeah,
with
like her seeing people.
She sees the her not husband, her would have been husband.
Yeah, fiance. Well,
her fiance, who well, obviously spoilers. So she is she was there when her husband was hit by a car and died, and throughout the start of the episode for the first 3 episodes or something we don't find that out.
Yeah.
And then
all you see is like this guy with like it's kind of like bright sunglasses on. I don't know.
Yeah, his eyes are like glowing.
Yeah,
it's quite a cool look. Okay, it's quite an eerie image.
Yeah,
like it's like someone with little round glasses like me, but then they're like headlights behind the eyes, and we're like, what is that? And it's like it's a jump scare thing where like every time she looks in a mirror she sees him, so like she runs around, covers up mirrors all the time.
Yeah.
And that like, and it's weird because that is totally separate, like that is separate from
the main story. Yeah, it's like a side thing.
If anything, that's more like that's purely manifested in her head.
Yeah.
Like the manifestation of her husband, because she feels guilty because she's gay, and she knew her whole life that she was like, well, she kind of been wrestling with her whole life that she was gay.
It's basically
set in the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah, so she can't came out.
And she would have grown up in the 60s and 70s, presumably. So she's been best friends with her then husband, like her then fiance, for her whole life since they were small. And then so like it's kind of always been the case that they were gonna get together, but then one day she sits down and she's like in the car, she's like, I'm gay. And he's like, what do you mean you're gay? I was like, we wasted our whole lives then.
Yeah, because like, they've been planning their wedding for ages.
Yeah. And then he gets quite mad. And we're like, obviously makes us feel sorry for her. And then he steps out of the car into the road and gets hit by a car.
Yeah, straight, a big truck straight away. And the last thing she sees is the lights from the truck reflecting off his glasses.
Yeah.
And that's why she always sees him like that.
Yeah. Freaky. It's like, as we said, like that is purely in her head. It's like a more like, it's a like a mental illness kind of thing that she's got.
Yeah.
Trauma, yeah.
Post-traumatic stress disorder, like that's how it manifests for her. It's not like an actual ghost that really exists that we can see.
Yeah.
This Bly Manor is based off of it's quite a lot of other things are based off of this as well. It's a Henry James Turning of the Screw. It's a quite a famous novel from the 1800s, I think, from 1898. There's a lot of all these characters are directly pulled from that, and there's a lot of like adaptations of this film. Mm-hmm. It's obviously this one came out recently, but even like this year there's another one came out called like The Turning, came out this year. The Others came out in 2001.
They're all based off that same thing.
All based off the same thing. It's quite like a cool idea of like, well, the main premise of the show in the later half we realize is that like we're seeing quite a lot of these events from the perspective of people who are already dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, that's kind of, it's trickled, it's like spoon, like trickly fed down to us. Like a little bit at a time, we're like, oh, I kind of get it now. And like one person's revealed to be dead, and we're like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
We're like, when did they die? Like, how are they interacting?
It does make it a wee bit confusing, but once you realize, you're like, oh, why?
Yeah. But I like Danny. She's a cool, like, she's a nice character. She kind of doesn't, like, she's not super strong, but in the end she helps. She manages to work out how to help everyone and stuff.
Yeah.
And as I said, like, she is in the first season, she plays a kind of like a much more like pathetic, like, not pathetic, like you feel so much worse for her even in the first season because she's like so like mentally ill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another character who I really like, who does quite a really good Scottish accent, I think. Peter Quint, who's played by Oliver Jackson Cohen. He's a businessman. He works under the guy who you said earlier who was in E.T. Like, he's obviously now grown up.
Yeah.
So he's in... He works under Henry as, like, his second-in-command kind of guy. He does all this kind of stuff for him. Mm-hmm. He takes care of this guy, Henry, who's, like, had this horrible event happen to him where he feels super guilty for his brother's death. His brother and his wife's death.
You go see why?
He had an affair with...
with his wife. With his brother's wife.
Yeah.
So then his brother and his wife went away trying to rekindle their love. And they died on the plane.
He died in India.
Yeah.
I think they died in a train, did they not? India.
Yeah, I think it was.
He betrayed his brother, and it's kind of revealed later on that he is the mother. He's the father of one of the kids.
Yeah.
So his niece is actually his daughter, so that means the two siblings who had their parents die are actually half siblings.
Yeah.
But they're raised. It doesn't really matter. They're raised the same. So this guy Peter Quint, he like works under Henry Wingrave. He's the his second in command. He's kind of like a schemer. Like, he's got a lot of little things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, at the start, you actually think he's a really nice guy. He's harmless. But yeah, his accent's really good. I didn't realise that he wasn't Scottish until I watched Hill House and I researched him, and I was like, you're English? Yeah. What?
He does quite a really good, he does a really good, like, kind of Glasgow, Edinburgh, kind of central belt accent. Like, it's towards Glasgow, but like it's not even like that harsh at Glasgow. Just like, it's not like a parody accent, it's like a real realistic accent.
Yeah, it's not too far.
I also thought the little boy was really good because whenever he acted weird really well.
Yeah, like when Peter was inside him.
Yeah
Because it's quite a good element, like, throughout this show, people get possessed by ghosts.
Yeah.
That's an element they introduce, which is, like, it's not, like, a revolutionary thing we see now, but, like, thinking about the film came out in 1898, which is like quite like a revolutionary thing to think of, like back in those back in the day.
And also, in this, it just does it quite naturally.
Yeah.
I quite like it as well. Like they have tells as well, because obviously like Peter dies about halfway through. He gets killed by one of the ghosts.
Yeah.
And then he then possesses. Well, actually, it's before the events of the before Danny even comes, because Peter had a romantic relationship with this girl, Rebecca.
Yeah, the last nanny
who, like, as far as we're concerned, killed herself in the lake. She drowned herself. Yeah. But we find out later that when Peter was killed by a ghost, he then convinces the woman to kill herself as well.
Well, he doesn't convince her. He says, does it. Yeah, he says, I know a way. If you let me inside your body, we can escape here together. Because when you die on the ground, for whatever reason, your spirit stays, and then you can't leave the grounds ever, so you're just stuck there.
It's kind of a classic trope of ghost stuff, you're stuck on the grounds.
So he tells her, let me go and accept me into you, and then I can take us both out of the manor. But instead, what he does is he goes inside of the old nanny's body and then drowns her. So he has someone with him all the time.
Yeah. And that's it's one of the first scenes we see of the little girl, Flora, who we see her standing at the lake talking. The first time Danny meets Flora, she's talking at this lake and we're what is she doing?
Yeah.
And then it's kind of revealed later on that, well, that's where Rebecca died for one, and then also that she can see Rebecca.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah. But Peter, he's a bad guy. He's kind of revealed later on that he had this really bad childhood.
Yeah, he had sad intentions for his bad actions.
Yeah, you can see that he's just desperate to hold on to Rebecca. That's why he does what he does.
Yeah, because it was not like his mum found out where he lived and came to him and was like, what's she like, get me this amount of money or I'll, what's she threatened to do?
She just was like, I'll ruin your career.
Yeah, kind of thing. She has a ruined career. He'd done bad things in the past and she was like, I'll leak it.
Yeah.
I'll ruin your career.
I was a kid. He's like, I don't care. I don't care. He's like, he says something like, oh, your dad, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, did dad send you? Because obviously his dad's a bad guy as well. Yeah. His dad is implied that his dad abused him, abused him, perhaps, when he was younger.
Yeah, and the mum just didn't care.
The mum just let it happen. And then they work together. His dad convinces his mum to go manipulate him into giving the stuff because he might listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That we see that scene a lot. It plays out quite a lot. Because from all the ghosts' perspectives, we can see that they, quite a lot of the time they are in the real world, but then they also kind of are thrown into these kind of little blips.
They get sucked into dreams, their own dreams.
Yeah, like a living dream that they recreate all their memories. And Peter has a really bad time of it because sometimes people are able to go to good memories and relive memories that they have positive associations with, whereas Peter only ever goes back to this one moment.
Yeah, that one, the moment where his mum comes and asks for the money.
I do quite like how they do it though, because he'll just be sitting having a conversation with someone that has a ghost and he goes here knocking at the door.
Yeah, he's like, please not
now. He's like, no.
He can't help but go and answer it, and then he answers it, and then this little scene starts again. And he he's aware that it's happening again, and he's like, why does this keep happening?
Yeah.
And his mum just sits and talks to him. I do quite like how they reveal that. The first time they reveal that is with Hannah.
Yeah. That whole episode, I was like, what?
That's the best episode of Why Manor, I think. The one about Hannah.
Which one's Hannah?
Hannah's the black woman.
Oh, the previous,
the black woman who's the maid.
But it's constant dream hopping.
Yeah, she I thought, but it's pretty, for me, anyway, I assume the dream hopping, kind of the disassociation is a metaphor for dementia and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Because she does talk about how her dad had had dementia or something. No, Owen's mum has dementia. As a kind of theme that goes through it. She talks about how all the characters are all constantly forgetting things because they have a dissociation between what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
Especially Hannah, because she she dies probably in the terms of the show, she dies early.
Well, she dies.
Yeah,
she dies just before our main nanny turns up. Literally just before it.
Yeah. So we see her. Every time we see her, apart from in flashbacks, she is dead.
Yeah.
And
she always looks really airy and stuff. She doesn't really know where she is.
Yeah, she always is really, sometimes she has moments where she's really confused.
And because you notice, like, the whole way through, she never eats or anything.
Yeah.
That's because she's just been hopping from time to time, but you don't realise that.
Yeah, apart from in a flashback, she drinks.
Yeah.
Alcohol. Which is the only time she ever drinks.
And that's because she was alive then, eh?
Yeah. But it's quite like, it's not a massive reveal when you find out she's dead, because it is like, they do make a point like 3 or 4 times of being like, why are you not eating?
Yeah.
But it's the way they reveal it, like, it's not like she's just dead, but she's like time hopping between all these events, and like she's able to, she's like observing it in different orders and stuff.
And she's also like, she talks to our main nanny, because she doesn't realise that she's a ghost. She still thinks she's a normal person, even though she's doing all these dream hopping and that.
Yeah. And everyone else thinks she's alive as well.
Yeah.
And she's able to interact with people and touch them and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Maybe it's because she doesn't know she's dead.
Because she doesn't see her body until, like, right at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's quite scary. Maybe a scary one, eh? That's the most kind of... I think that's, like, the most horrifying element of the show, is that episode, like, where she's, like, got this dissociation, and she doesn't know where she is.
Yeah, and she always is, like, hopping to places that she can't control over and over again.
Yeah, the whole thing was just, like, incredibly dark the whole time, and it was, like, the plan was that Peter Quinn, and what was the previous nanny called?
Hannah.
No, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Rebecca,
that Peter tried to persuade Rebecca that they were going to take over the bodies of the two kids and use
Laura
them.
And what's the other boy called?
Miles.
Because that's who there's two little boys. There's a boy and a girl who live in the mansion, and that's who the parents died when they were in India.
Yeah, we can talk about the kids.
But I actually really liked, because you find out, like, the more you get on, because obviously when Danny first meets Flora, she's like really proper, and she's speaking to her, and she's like, it's perfectly splendid.
Yeah, that's she says that constantly. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then we realize that it's because it's from Rebecca.
Yeah.
Well, at first we learn because we're like, she learned that from Rebecca, yeah. But maybe later on we're like, actually, like, she
she's
is
possessed.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. It's and then at the same time, like, most of the time Miles is, like, so shy and doesn't do anything. He just sits back and, like, does whatever he's told. But then sometimes he'll, like, pipe right up and be like, yeah, I'm not taking that from you.
Yeah, or he'll be, like, weird with Danny. He'll be like, kids nowadays. And she's like, you are a child.
It's so weird. Once he comes up to her and he's like, your hair looks better when it's back, and, like, strokes your hair back. I was so confused at first as a 10-year-old boy. Yeah.
Well, it's because it's Peter.
Like, I think both the kids are quite good. Both the kids are good actors.
Do you know that Flora is the new voice of Peppa Pig?
I did see that as well, yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
Well, they're bringing back Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig.
I don't think they ever stopped making it.
Really?
Season 55? No, I don't know.
Probably.
But they're both good. Like, they're both convincing.
Yeah.
I think that it's so hard to find good kid actors.
I know.
I think they're both good. They both, like, do exactly what you want. I think that Flora, at first, you're like, she keeps saying that same line over and over. It's a bit much.
It's getting very annoying.
Yeah, but then, like, you're like, alright, that's probably part of the plan. And she seems like she knows a lot. And the kids do know a lot. They know the ghosts are there. They see the ghosts.
Yeah, well, you just think that they're, like, freaky kids, that they're, like, little creepy kids, but they're actually... They're actually just trying to, like, protect everyone else.
Yeah. But there's one point where the kids lock Danny, the new nanny, in a closet, and we're like, what the hell are these kids doing? But then it's probably because Lady of the Lake would have killed them.
Yeah, Lady of the Lake was doing a route.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on. It was like, there was a lot of, it was cool when you find out that there's, like, lots of different ghosts, and, like, the longer you stay there, your, like, identity fades away, so, like, your face fades away and you, like, forget who you were.
Yeah, that's a scary element. That's why Peter and Hannah are so desperate to... Peter and Rebecca, sorry, are so desperate to, like, possess these two children.
Yeah.
because like they know, they've seen the fate of like, because we see a kid with no face, we see two women, one woman with no face who's like lying down somewhere, and a woman, this lady of the lake, who we do eventually see, has no face as well.
Yeah.
Which we learn from Peter is like, that's because, and there's a soldier as well. The soldier's so cool, I think, because we constantly see the soldier in the background. Like, I'm sure you've noticed, but like in both of the series, there's
stuff,
constantly
there's
things
stuff
in the background.
Going on in the background. I noticed it more with Hill House.
Yeah, Hill House is definitely much more in Hill House. But like, and there's shots where like you'll cut, it'll like have like a 1-2 kind of cut away, like two different shots they're doing, and then like it's a fast cut in between the two different people having a conversation, and then for one frame of it there, it's a person standing in the background, they'll cut away from it. Or there's a person standing behind a door, but then like the camera turns around and then they're gone.
Yeah.
It happens constantly, and it's fun watching it because me and Poppy were pausing it and going, look, there's someone there, there's someone there, there's someone there.
Mm. It's cool. It's really smart. You don't have to do that.
No, I think, but whenever I recommended Hill House to other people, I was like, that's the kind of thing, like, not only is the story scary, because I think that Hill House is one of the best things that Netflix have ever done.
Yeah,
it's
really good.
It's like, as far as I'm concerned, it's like pretty phenomenal. But then like, it's scary for one. It's got like a good story, and also like in the background, it's not like boo, you're scared. It's like the atmosphere that's created in this kind of setting.
Yeah,
makes it scary.
Very eerie.
Yeah.
And this the same kind of thing in Bly Manor, where like we see in the background. We see like a kid with a doll's face, and we're like, what the hell is that? I mean, it looks like just a big doll.
Yeah.
But it's like a child with a doll that's
because there's one point they're playing hide and seek at night. What a great decision. The nanny decides to play hide and seek at night with the two kids. So
Poor is like, we need to be bed really soon, okay?
Yeah, and now she's like, right, hide it at 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And then so the girl runs up and hides in the attic. And then she's like lying there and she's like humming, and something behind her starts humming with her.
Yeah, she's like, shh.
Yeah, because it starts like making like a scream, like a almost a scream.
Not
noise.
A nice yeah.
Yeah.
And it turns around and tells it to shush. Things like that. It's so scary.
The ghosts still have ears, they just don't have faces.
Yeah. And then there's one point where like someone goes into the attic, she hears some noise. And then she goes away, and like that little boy sits up. He's hiding in a pile of dolls.
Yeah, you see him shift.
Yeah, he just sits up.
Yeah, and we're like, what is that? And like, loads of time we see a guy, who we learn later on is a plague doctor, standing around in the background.
Yeah, I actually didn't notice him that much, but Isha did notice him.
Yeah, he's in it quite. He's in like, especially in the early ones, he's in it quite a lot, just standing in the background when they're walking around the corridors.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that that's what they used to wear. So when I saw him, I was like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, big bird man.
Yeah.
This big so beak coming out of it, and then the soldier as well. We see the soldier a few times.
I don't even think I even saw the
soldier.
I don't
remember seeing a soldier.
The soldier is there, and it's quite cool because later on Henry talks about how when I was younger, I used to live in Bly Manor, and I always used to have my imaginary friend, the soldier. Which we know. See, well, I knew noticing the guy. I was like, well, he's just seeing a ghost, and that's the way he's justifying it as an imaginary friend.
That's yeah.
But he must have been seeing this actual real ghost.
Yeah,
that's quite scary. Yeah.
I've just searched it, and it is in a lot of scenes actually.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to Google it now as well.
Like, there's a lot of these people. As we said, there's like these two other ladies who we don't really know who they are yet. They're not explained. I think it's the second last episode that like is set entirely like 150 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their perspective. And we kind of get the background and like the outline, like the curse and what's holding them there. But we'll come to that in a little bit if you want.
Yeah.
So like we haven't really talked that much about, we didn't talk about Jamie.
Yeah, I like Jamie.
The gardener, who ends up being like Danny's like romantic interest.
Yeah.
And she, like, we didn't even mention as well, like, this whole story is being told by an old woman who we find out later is Jamie.
Yeah. I like that. Because, like, you only see her at the very start of the first episode. So then when it came to the end again, I was like, oh my god, I forgot that this was a story, like, being told. And then I realised it was Jamie, and I was like, whoa.
Whoa. I feel like most people have really good accent. I feel like the accent the older Jamie actress isn't as tight.
Yeah, it's very different.
Carla Gugino is the woman who does. She's the mother in the first in the Hill House.
She's a good actor too, though.
She's a good actress, definitely. But she's like, I feel like her accent isn't as tight as, like, for example, the Scottish one.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I do like it as well in this one how, like, Jamie, like, they kind of they have like a massive epilogue as well towards the end. Like, once the kind of. Once the climax happens,
yeah, the show happens afterwards. Well, yeah. Do you want to see what happened in the past first before we go into the epilogue? Because it kind of like
I want to finish going over the characters a bit more first because we saw a few people we haven't touched.
Yeah,
them.
Fair. Let's go. Yeah.
Owen. Owen's the best character, no doubt.
He is such a good character.
He's just a wee sweetie pie.
He's like a real life person.
Yeah, you actually just like him.
Yeah,
and he's one of the few people who survive as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Owen, who's played by Rahul Kohli in the past, and then is played by another older guy in the future. They see each other at the wedding. That's where they're meeting. It's Jamie and Owen are at a wedding, but we don't know whose wedding it is at that point. And then we see them see each other and acknowledge that they're there, but they don't really interact.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't really let on that they know each other.
They just kind of look at each other and get like, all right, okay, there's something there.
Yeah.
And then. Like, Owen's just like, Owen's the chef. He trained in Paris. He's like a really good chef, but then he just, like, he had to move back to Bly, which is the town, to be with his mum, who's like, as we said before, she's got like a mental degeneration.
It's dementia, isn't it?
Dementia, yeah, I think it is. I can't remember if it's Alzheimer's or dementia.
Yeah,
I think it's dementia. Yeah, dementia probably. She's like fading away. We never see her. We just see that he goes places and, like, leaves and comes back. And they talk about how, like, she's been ill for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was once, like, a big chef in Paris.
Yeah, trained as a professional chef.
Trained as a personal chef, and he had to give it up to come back and look after her. He says that he hates being in Bly.
He hates Bly, but he loves his mum, so...
Yeah,
his mum's, like, his role model.
Yeah.
And so, like, we hear from other characters that she's, like, apparently getting better, but, like, Jamie's gone more and more, so, like, probably not.
Yeah,
like,
he says she's getting better and better, but what's the housekeeper called again?
Hannah.
Hannah says that Owen's leaving earlier and earlier.
Yeah. And then, Flora's like, but maybe that's because she's getting better and she needs to have dinner. And we're like, okay, fair enough, Flora. You're a smart girl.
We're not, yeah.
It's a very, very intelligent observation for a little child to make. It's almost like you're possessed. I'm curious because how much of this is actually Flora and Miles?
I know,
I would say that Flora doesn't get possessed as much as Miles.
Yeah, Miles definitely...
Every time she says, perfectly splendid.
Yeah, but she also, like, when she first met the previous nanny... The nanny said perfectly splendid, and then Flora did say it a few times.
Maybe. That's a kind of good way to cover it up and be like, well, is it?
Yeah, because then you just never know when it is her and when it's not.
Yeah. Then Miles, like, we see Miles be himself definitely when he's away at school.
Yeah.
Which he does, like, something pretty horrifying where, like, who is this scary boy? Because he kills he has this big sit down, he fights some kid, and the he goes to a religious school, and the priest sits him down and is like, you do not do that, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Be a good person, I believe in you. And then he's like, okay, cool, and goes and kills his bird.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he has like he explains a story about a bird.
The church.
Yeah, he leaves it on the altar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the church.
Whoa.
To get excluded. But then we find out, because then you
find... That's why he gets sent home.
Yeah, he needs to get sent home. So you think, oh my god, he's just an absolute weirdo. But then you find out he receives a letter just before he did all this saying
please come home.
Please come home from Flora.
And it's got like pictures of like ghosts on it. We can assume they're ghosts.
Yeah. And then it turns out though that it was actually Peter Quint that like
convinced him to do it.
Yeah.
But we know Peter Quint can't leave the grounds though, so Peter Quint must have just convinced him to do it while he was there and then been like,
yeah.
This is how you come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you need
not
to here, so you can
good.
Come back. Not good at all. That's pretty much, and Rebecca as well. We didn't really talk that much about Rebecca.
Yeah.
She's the ex-nanny who went. She's really smart.
Yeah.
She wants to be a lawyer. And that's, she's using it as like a stepping stone to get to know people on the inside.
Yeah, because the uncle is a lawyer.
yeah, famous, really successful lawyer with a big massive firm. So she wants to get in with him and get a job. But then she meets Peter and kind of like they both fall in love with each other. And then that is this the new direction she takes.
Yeah.
The wrong direction.
The wrong direction, which ends up getting her killed. And like she, like, eventually, she does a good thing at the end.
Yeah.
But like, she does. Like, it's kind of, she's kind of a bit of a non-character for most of it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
She's not really in it that much.
Yeah.
Because like she's a sympathetic character, whereas like they want to present the ghost as scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like Peter, for example, we see him a lot of times, and they're like, because he's not known to be dead by anyone else. They think he just left.
Yeah, everything ran away with the money.
Yeah. Which, did his mom get the money then?
No.
Well, like
he didn't get away.
He ran away with the money, but like he didn't make it away. Yeah, but like the money was so gone. So where did the money go?
Maybe just went into his bank account. I don't know.
Surely then you would just be like reverse the transaction if he's stolen money.
That's actually a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe his mom did get the money.
No, cause did he not steal heirlooms from inside the house? I can't remember.
He does. He steals valuable necklaces from the past.
Yeah.
Which is a weird scene where, like, the mistress says that this necklace is 150 years old. And we're like, okay. Why are you telling us that? And then we find that out later. Like, oh, okay, it's setting up that. That's fine then. Da da da. Da 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 da. Is that pretty much all the characters, though, we've done?
The gardener.
Dunharkney.
Jamie,
oh,
Jamie.
Yeah. We forgot.
And of course, we didn't really talk that much about Henry, who like he like sits in his office all the time. He's another example of a guy who's not really about. He doesn't really interact with the horror at all until the last episode.
Yeah.
His own horror is in his head.
His horror is trying to avoid it.
Yeah, well, like he has like his guilt obviously is associated with cheating, or, like betraying his brother by cheating on his wife with him.
Yeah.
With her, and then. He then phones up Hill House all the time, like cold calls them, like phones them up and doesn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Because he just wants Flora to answer,
so he can tell her the truth that he is her dad.
Yeah.
But she never answers, obviously, because like she's a kid.
Yeah, and it's always Danny.
It's always Danny, or it's always Jamie, or it's Owen, and they're just like, go away.
Yeah.
Stop calling his number, because they just think it's some random.
I think it's a cold caller.
Yeah. So they. So Henry just sits in his office all the time drinking his troubles away.
He never goes home or anything.
Yeah, that's where Peter takes care of him, like kind of dresses him up and that, gets him all sorted for the day. And then his secretary's like, there's been an incident at Bly Manor, because Danny's constantly trying to get in contact with him.
Yeah.
Because like there's obviously a lot of stuff happening. People are like, horrible things are happening, scary things are happening. Kids are doing weird things, and then he won't pick up the phone. He's like, unless anyone's died, then don't phone me.
Yeah, actually.
Essentially, he's like pretty scary stuff.
Nasty
stuff. So he like, and he, as we said before, he has this kind of manifestation of his guilt in that there's like kind of dark version of himself.
Mm-hmm.
An evil version. It's like his
mirror. That's freaky.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. At first, I was like, "What is this?" But then, like, knowing watching it at the end, I'm like, "All right, okay. It's like that's not a ghost. It's just like in his head."
Yeah.
Quite a lot of the stuff is like, it's not like, well, ultimately, I would say this isn't really a horror show that much. Like, it's more like
psychological.
Like, it's more like about love and stuff and like what it means to really love someone.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
Because, like, the show's bookended with like Danny's relationship with Jamie,
mm-hmm.
and like we see Owen's relationship with his mum, Hannah's relationship with her. A husband from before, obviously Peter and Rebecca are together. Well, we find out right at the end that it's Flora's wedding they're at.
Yeah,
but I'm confused how she didn't know that her first name was Flora.
But it must not have been Flora. It must have just been her middle name, but she goes by that.
Mm. Yeah, because they like have no memory of the house.
Yeah.
So that's so weird.
And then in the flashback, the whole conflict that creates the whole ghost situation all has to do with like love and betrayal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it does, like it plays out as more like a soap almost, with this kind of horror background to it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just really dark that the main plan is for two adults to take the bodies of children.
Yeah, to convince them to be possessed by them.
Yeah, to use them to escape. It's just that's horrible. Shockingly dark, yeah.
Yeah, very bad. So, we're like... That's like all the different characters. Henry like kind of does interact towards the end, but not really that much.
He comes right at the end.
Right at the end. Like, this is like literally the last episode. He was like, I'm doing it. I'm going.
Yeah.
Thank goodness he did.
Yeah, exactly, because spooky scary. But we talk about the past and like what is the curse?
Well,
I feel like I'm talking a lot, so I'll let you guys.
Well,
do it.
The curse starts with like there was two, like I was like 100 years ago, something like that, maybe a bit further back. There was the Bly family that lived there. At the time, the dad had died, and he only had two daughters, so the two daughters owned the manor, but they needed to get a husband to have
own the property.
Yes, they had someone to own the property because women couldn't do it then. So then the older sister marries this guy, this nice guy. So he comes and lives with the two sisters, and the older sister and the husband have a child, a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not long after that, the sister gets really sick. I can't remember what's wrong with her.
It's not the plague, but it's like a kind
it's of... like that, yeah. Like, she doesn't have that long to live, they say, and she needs to just stay in her bed.
Yeah.
It's like scarlet fever or something like that.
Yeah, you can't go near her or you'll catch it.
Yeah, so it's very unlikely she'll get cured. She just needs to rest, that's her best chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she goes... So she just sits in her room all day, whilst the husband and her other sister kind of raise the child.
And they grow closer and closer.
Yeah, they get closer and closer because of that. And then... Like the sister is just getting worse and worse, but she's staying alive.
Yeah,
through bitterness.
She's very stubborn, and bitter, and she stays alive. And at one point, like she sees, the daughter asks her dad how to dance. So then the sister and the dad dance, and she like comes through and sees them dancing, and she gets all angry, and like she slaps her sister.
Yeah,
and her sister. Yeah. Oh, you go, Louise.
She just basically doesn't want anyone to be happy, and she just wants her daughter to herself, but she can't obviously because she's like so ill.
Yeah,
and she just needs to die, basically.
Yeah,
she does just need to die.
The sister getting very frustrated with her still being alive, because she probably wants to get with the husband.
I forgot to mention as well that the person who she marries is her cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that really matters, but like...
Especially in that time. Yeah, that was it.
Oh, she has a lung disease as well.
Okay.
Well, she has coughing up blood, so...
Yeah.
That would make sense.
So then, eventually, though...
There's a bit where a priest comes in. I do quite like this bit, and she's like... He's like, say you can believe in God, and then you go to heaven. She's like, nah.
No.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't need this. I'm not going to leave.
Yeah, I'm not going to die. I can stay alive.
And we're like, nah, you will, though. She's like, no, I won't.
She just believed that she would survive, and she does for like literal ages.
Yeah.
Like years. Yeah. It's just like, the daughter like grows up, and she's still there. But then one day, the sister's like sitting with her, getting her ready for bed, and she just suffocates her with the pillow. She was just tired of her.
Just killed her,
Because the sister's been so mean, the big sister's been so mean to her as she's trying to help her all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. She like hates, she obviously hates her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hate each other because of this. What the situation that they're in? There's no help really at all.
Yeah,
all the money's going away, and we didn't mention as well that Viola, who's the older sister, she has loads of really rich clothes and all this kind of crazy like rich stuff.
She's like
that
they have finest garments.
Yeah.
And she tells her husband to lock them all away in a chest, and when the daughter is when she turns 18 or 16, give her them. But you cannot open it until then. So he does it. No, so he says okay. And then the sister kills her sister, suffocates with a pillow.
Yeah.
And then after that, that's when the husband like locks away all the clothes in her chest and puts them in the attic, never to be touched. And then but when the older sister dies, she like wakes up in her room. And she gets
up. She looks young again, she feels
fine,
better.
Healthy. And she looks like her cupboard, all her clothes are there. Suits the window, but it's pitch black, and she tries to leave, but the door's locked. and she just gets tired and go back to sleep. And she explains it like that loop happened for a while.
Like every day.
A long while, yeah.
Like years and years. She would get up, walk, go back to sleep.
That was it.
But the whole way through Bly Manor, there was a chest.
That's where the clothes are. The clothes are in the chest.
Chest of clothes, yeah.
And we find out that she's in the chest. Yeah. Her spirit is embodied in the chest.
She begins to realise that she's in the chest because she can, sometimes she hears herself get, moved about in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just knows that one day she's going to see her daughter.
Yeah, put on the clothes.
Yeah, because that was the deal she made with her husband.
Yeah. And then, they sort of really, really run out of money, and the husband says, let's just sell the house and move, because, we don't need to be living in a house this big anyway.
Yeah.
But the daughter's like, no, because we're the Bly, this is our manor. If we just sell my sister's clothes,
we can stay.
But he was like, no, I promised her that we wouldn't, and yeah, so let's just sell the house. So then the sister sneaks up to the attic and opens up the chest to take the clothes, and as she opens up the chest, she picks up a dress. Yeah. Because then Viola, she's obviously in the chest, and she hears the lock getting opened. She just walks up to the door, ready to see her daughter. But then it's her sister. So then she just strangles her. And it's in actual reality, it's just the dress that's strangling her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she, when the body is found, it's, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, a zombie.
Yeah. But presumably, I think, isn't the husband away on a trip? So when he comes back, the corpse is, rotten.
Yeah.
And then he moves away.
After that happens, and this is when she died, she left the chest open, so the spirit must have got out. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then the husband, so he sells the house and throws the chest into the water.
Yeah.
Because he thinks, he saw the state of her body, he thinks it must have something to do with the chest, because the chest was open.
Yeah, and Viola just watches her, she's just sinking in the water and watches her daughter and her husband walk away.
Yeah, because they throw it in together.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, goes kind of, insane, and she just, all she does now is wake up, walk out the water, go to her daughter's bed, check to see if her daughter's there every day. Because she just wants to keep on checking to see if she ever will come back. And eventually she just keeps on doing the same route, but she starts to, lose her mind. And she gets to
She fades.
She forgets why she's doing it. She just does it because that's what she's always done, but she forgets why she was doing it.
Yeah, and her face is just fading away as well.
Yeah.
And halfway through, it's the fish face kind of thing.
Yeah, that's quite scary.
It reminds me of, when in Lord of the Rings, when Sméagol becomes Gollum, and, I think the, Gollum's pretty scary, but it's so far removed from a person, it's not that scary.
Yeah.
The set between Sméagol and Gollum is that's scary, because a person falling apart.
Yeah. It's scary.
It reminds me of that. Whereas in the middle she's she looks like a fish person, but then after that she looks like a doll. Like a human doll.
Yeah. And it's whoever gets in the path of her, she just kills. She just instinctively kills. She doesn't even think about it. If you get in her way.
Try to get in between her and her daughter.
Yeah, she just kills them. And then
she kills the plague doctor. Yeah. Because
when the manor gets sold, it just gets used for different things over time. It gets used for
the plague housing.
The plague housing, yeah.
And then we see her kill a soldier.
Yeah, just anyone.
The little boy.
Eventually, she finds a kid in the bed, which then she takes the kid, not her kid, obviously, a different kid.
And walks into the water with the kid.
Drowns him.
Yeah.
So that's the kid.
That Flora's friends with.
The one that has
doll face.
The doll face. Because she puts the doll face on it to be now you have a face.
Yeah. And
the little boy is also the one who's been moving the dollhouse around. Because we think it's Flora.
Yeah, he's helping Flora know where everyone is all the time.
Yeah.
All the ghosts and all the people. He moves the dolls when people move.
It's quite scary because they use that. Because it's quite an accurate representation of what the house looks like, and they use that quite a lot. We know this person's in this room, but there's also a giant ghost in the corner. You just can't see it.
Yeah. It's quite cool how the little boy's just helping her.
Yeah, the little spy.
And it,
spy.
And then it, so then it shows Peter Quint. Well, he went to go steal some jewels the night he died, and then he ran. And he sees the two kids outside. Two kids come outside the room, in the hall. So he's like, "Oh, I'll see you in a minute." And he goes to like, I can't remember what happens.
Basically, he gets killed by the lady.
He's dragged into the room and comes out. And they're like, "What happened there, guys?" And they're like, "What the hell? You just got dragged away." And he's like, "No, I didn't.
And
no, I didn't."
He turns around. He goes down the stairs as the woman's coming up. The woman grabs him, takes him into the room, the bedroom. Joe goes to go check, and he just walks out of like, "What happened there?" And then,
don't just say that.
You're crazy.
Yeah. I'm playing out in my own head as you're saying it, to have to repeat it so I can understand it.
Oh my god.
No, he's a ghost. I'm like, they establish that the kids can see him as well.
And you only find out he's a ghost because behind him, the woman's dragging his body into the water.
And he falls down like, no! That's my body!
Yeah.
He sounds like Shrek. That's not true.
What do you think would happen if like you died, but half of your body was in the ground and half of it wasn't?
Just be like legs running about. they have a scene. Like, this is kind of obtained. So that's like the history of what happened in the. That's why the curse is on the house, because this woman was so bitter that it just kept up forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone that dies on the ground becomes like a ghost there.
Because she did. It was fueled up her bitterness.
Yeah. Like episode like 4, they have this bonfire. I remember watching this scene, and it's like...
It was later on than that.
Episode 5 or 6 in it. They talk about why they talk about different people they've lost. And so then they go through different people, and they're like, one of them says, like, Rebecca, who died recently, like, the other maid. And then the one of them says, like, my mum died. Owen says that. And then they're like, Danny, who do you know that died? Like, but like, you can't, like, that's such a cop-out, because, like, you all lost those people. Or, like... Mm. Saying like, oh yeah, I can't believe that Hannah died. It's not Hannah, sorry. I can't believe that Rebecca died. Yeah, what a shame. But like, that wasn't your loss.
Yeah, you all know that.
And they're like, yeah, Danny, what's wrong with you? Because they know that Danny's had some kind of loss at some point, but they never really, like, she doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, she doesn't say anything.
And we find out later on that like, her... It's such a shame for us all, because like, she knows that she's gay, but can't say anything because she's so deep in.
Yeah,
it's also the A's.
Yeah, but the A's isn't that bad. It's more like, it's like people aren't mad that she's gay. People are mad that like she betrayed her husband.
Yeah,
or would be husband. We can talk about the kind of like, how it wraps up and stuff then, if you want.
Yeah.
So
there's a big final fight kind of thing between the lady in the lake, and they kind of convince her to let, because they've grabbed Flora.
Yeah.
Well, she's grabbed Danny, sorry, and then Flora goes after.
Yeah, well, because just as, what's his face? Peter possesses Miles and Rebecca saves... She was meant to possess Flora, but she actually saves Flora and saves Danny. And then Danny's like, come on, Flora, run! So they're running, and then she gets grabbed by the lady from the lake.
It's pretty cool because Henry gets killed at this point. The dad, like Flora's real dad, gets killed at this point. But then he talks to the ghosts, talks to Hannah, and then gets brought back. So then he like is aware that there were ghosts there, but he also gets them.
Yeah.
We find out that Hannah eventually finds her body, and so does Owen, and all the rest of them do as well. Because Owen and Hannah are like in love. They have had plans to go away together. So Hannah finds her body, and it's a bit sad. And like they all say their goodbyes, because now that the curse, now that they've managed to stop the woman, the curse is broken. So all the ghosts just fade away.
Yeah.
So Danny and Jamie leave together. They're like a partnership, and they leave. They go to America to live a different life.
Mm-hmm.
And like Owen goes away to start a restaurant.
Yeah.
And the kids go away as well with their uncle to America as well to start a new life.
Yeah.
And then Jamie, no, what's the main character called again?
Danny.
Because Danny gets like possessed by
the lake lady.
the late
she says you can come inside. Like, the only way she can stop her is that if she says, like, I welcome you into me and stuff, you can live through me.
Yeah.
You, me, together.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's taking...
You, me, outside.
No. She's taking a thingy into the lake, Flora, because she finds a daughter. She finds another child. She's taking her into the lake, and that's how she, the main woman stops her. So then, because she has the lady from the lake inside of her, it starts to, like, eat away at her.
Mm-hmm.
Over
like it
time.
Didn't really affect her much, and then a few years, like maybe like 5 years later, she started to see the lady in her reflection and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or she said she could, like, feel her.
Yeah, she's like, she's aware that she's there, and she, like, mm-hmm. pours a bath full and looks in the bath and, like, sees her in the sink and...
Yeah.
All these kind of things, and we're like, we're following Jamie's perspective, like, of her finding her doing these things, and we're like, oh no.
Yeah. So yeah, because like Danny's starting to like not realize that she's even doing things.
Yeah.
Which is spooky.
So she wakes up in her sleep, and she's got like a.
She's got her hands around Jamie's neck.
Yeah.
She's like, oh crap! So she runs away. She leaves.
Mhm.
She goes to the manor, kills herself in the manor. Back in the lake.
Yeah. Jamie goes.
And that kind of flashes forward. Yeah, Jamie finds her, and it's obviously horrible. I mean, it flashes forward. We realize that, like, that's where we reveal that is Jamie, and the other older man is Owen, and they're at the wedding of who we find out to be Flora, and Miles and Owen and all that are there.
So, do you think that Miles doesn't even realize it's them?
No, no, I don't think Miles does. Henry does, I think.
Yeah.
The older man, he would recognize it. And like I would say, they've like forgotten on purpose, or like the curse has been lifted, so they forgot it.
Yeah.
Whereas the rest of them, because they were so involved in it, so it's a bit weird for them to forget.
No.
So then, but Jamie said, we can hear from Jamie, like she always wants to, like she always leaves the door open, she always sleeps sitting up and stuff, like she's waiting for Danny to come back because she knows that ghosts are real now.
Yeah.
Won't sort of come there, and we kind of see a little shot when she falls asleep of Danny standing behind her holding her shoulder.
Mm.
She is there in a way, she's not with her, but she's there.
Mm.
Yeah,
and that's how it ends.
Quite sad,
sad.
Sad, but at the same time, like she is there for her.
Yeah,
that's the end of it. So it's Bly Manor, Haunting of Bly Manor, Netflix, came out a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, as we said.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good watch, I recommend watching it definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should watch. Well, hopefully you've already watched it before you've...
Yeah, we just spoiled the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you say is your favourite character, apart from Owen?
I quite liked the housekeeper.
Hannah. Yeah.
No.
I was going to say Hannah is my favourite one as well. She's I like her thing, her episode, like where it's focused on her about how she's falling through time and stuff, and she keeps replaying these moments.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And her trying to make sense of it and like seeing things from other perspectives, and we're able to see events again through her perspective.
Yeah.
Like, events we've seen as flashbacks from other people, then remembering it, and like we know now that she's like experiencing it in different order. She doesn't really understand what's happening even when she's saying it.
Yeah, like when we got to watch, like her meeting. Danny for the first time again, but from her perspective, so she'd literally just been pushed into the...
Yeah, she looked so dazed, and we're like, what?
Yeah, and that's why she was so out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd see Hannah too.
Very cool. So, do you want to do our ratings, team?
Go on then.
What do you think is your rating then, Louise?
You know what? I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, eh? What about you, Craig?
I'll give it a 9 as well.
We 9, eh? I'm going to give this one 8.5. I do like it, but I just think it is not on the same level as Hill House. I would give Hill House a 10.
Really?
Hill House is so good.
Would you... Oh, wait, I'll save it. I'll ask a question. I've got a question to think. Yeah, I've got a question.
Okie dokie. Right, I think that'll do it for our review segment, fellas and fellerettes.
Yeah.
I'll see you there. I want to know actually real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Hill House, what would you give that out of 10 then?
Well, I've not finished it yet, so I'm not going to say.
I give it an 8.9.
Oh, 1% smaller. Right, that's what I'm excited to. Well, we can do. I want to do that again sometime.
Yeah.
We can do that. We can do Hill House again, because it's like, it's, I think it's well worth. There's a lot to talk about as well. I've got a lot of thoughts on Hill House.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys very soon. Bye.
Bye.
Alright guys, welcome back to Question Time, Halloween edition.
Halloween edition.
Right guys, I've got one question. I might think of another spooky one to ask. The first one is not very spooky. What's your favourite Netflix show? Boom, 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 boom.
I've got a few ones for this one, to be honest.
It's got to be one.
Between one?
Yeah, no. Between number one.
No, because I was going to say like three.
That's right, I refuse then.
There must be, if you had to watch one then, gun to your head, you had to say right now, this is the one that, if someone went to me, what Netflix show would you recommend? You have to pick one right now or you'll die.
Hill House, I think it's really good.
Fair.
I think it's masterful.
Louise?
Well, I would say Bly Manor then, but I do have other ones.
I was going to say,
yeah, other ones I've got.
I'd say Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Other ones I've got, BoJack Horseman. Incredibly good.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon. It's so wacky, but at the same time, it's actually one of the saddest TV shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, Issa watches it.
Mindhunter.
Yeah.
Never heard.
It's about FBI agents in the 60s discovering what a serial killer is.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very good. David Fincher does it. Stranger Things obviously has to get mentioned. Oh, it's pretty good. When They See Us, it was a limited series on Netflix. It's about the Chicago Five. The what are they called?
Yeah, that was good actually.
Central Park Five. When the people who got put in, the kids who got put in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Then weren't released like it got released like 20 years later or something.
Yes, yeah.
For something they didn't do.
Yeah.
American Vandal. That's quite a good show about. It's about a graffiti artist. Both seasons are about graffiti artists. But it's set in like a true crime style. It's about two teenagers trying to like discover who drew penises in their school. But like it's set like it's an actual.
Oh, I think I've seen the advert for that.
It's very funny. There's two seasons of that. I've never seen The Witcher, actually.
The Witcher was
really good, but I've never seen that. Orange is the New Black used to be good, I remember, but dropped off significantly towards the end.
John, you've got tons.
Oh, Breaking Bad as well.
I'm coming off a list here. Breaking Bad's not a...
It's not Netflix, though, way. I just remember watching it on that.
The Crown's quite good. Narcos is really good. That's in Spanish, though, so it's a bit of a jump for some people.
Mm.
It's a bit Pablo Escobar, his rise to power.
Yeah.
Pablo Escobar. Russian Doll, that was really good. It's kind of like a Groundhog Day-esque time loop.
Dying over and over.
Yeah. Very good. Very fun. I'm sure there's 100 other ones that have that. So that's... The ones that are on this list that stick out to me.
I like Ratchet.
Well, the new one.
Yeah, that was really good. And The Sinner. Well, there's three different series of The Sinner, but I think it was the second one I liked the best.
Are the seasons not linked?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. The same characters at all?
No. There's one main character is the investigator. He's in all of them.
The detective. So Bill Pullman.
He's the old guy.
Bill Pullman. He's in. Bill Pullman. I think it's in Independence Day. He's the president.
Really?
Yes. Yes, it is him.
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
Very cool. 66 years old and also 187 centimeters tall. Very cool guy.
Wow.
Wow, now you know it.
Quite tall,
actually.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, 100, like, that's probably like 15 centimetres taller than me. Not 15, probably yeah. It's at least 10 though.
He's six feet one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably like 2-3 inches taller than me then.
Wow.
I'm not tall, you can, guys. I know I've got a big personality.
He's smaller than you though, Craig.
Yeah.
Or about the same height.
Probably the same height, yeah.
Right, what other question do you have? What spooky question do you have?
What, which is your worst type of horror film?
That I like the least, you mean?
Yeah, like type of horror film, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you got gory. Like a psychological one, you got like a slasher.
I hate gory.
You got like a monster film.
I feel like most horror films are pretty, I don't really like most horror films, but the ones I do like, I really like.
Yeah.
I really like.
Same sort of train.
I don't like slashers at all. I don't like modern slashers, definitely. I don't really like kind of gory ones. Like Saw became. Saw 1's really good, but Saw the rest of them are not very good at all.
Yeah.
Saw 1's like, it's more psychological.
It's all kind of like Fast and Furious. Like the first one was pretty cool because they were done before, but then it kind of gets tiring because they just do the same thing over and over.
I think Fast and the Furious is different because like they're like, they know what they are.
Yeah, fair.
And they're kind of like, they lead into it and they go crazy on purpose.
Yeah, fair.
Where it's all just like, let's kill 10 people. Over an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the last question I've got for you guys, just for it's Halloween, just gonna ask you, what would you say is the scariest thing that ever happened to you, or the spookiest thing that ever happened to you?
In real life?
Yeah.
Spookiest?
Yeah. I do not know.
Something on? I like walking around in the dark, that's scary. Yeah.
Spooky? It's part of the catch up, but I'll tell you the scariest thing that happened to me recently.
Woohoo! Well, let's do catch up then.
Catch up. Right, so what else happened before I get into this? Worked. That's really it. Went to class. Yesterday I went to watch Us in the cinema. It's quite good, actually.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Have you ever seen it before?
Never seen it, no. Never seen Get Out either.
No way, is that in the cinema?
It was just like different cinemas show different films. There's Get Out ones in Edinburgh, Louise, you should check.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have a look because I love that film so much.
They just show random horror films.
They had like Back to the Future here. They're like obviously kind of like just loads of good films.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park's here as well. I'm going to have a look.
I quite like what they're doing. They stay alive, just showing random stuff.
But I want to go more. I'm busy, you know me, during the day.
Yeah, fair.
I always have to have the stuff as well.
You can go in the evening.
Still alive in the evening, Craig.
You could get someone to babysit for an hour.
Doggy sit.
Sit
on a dog. You shouldn't sit on a dog.
No.
But also when I was there, they had this deal on where you got a main, a side, and a drink for like £12. I did it. My main was nachos with three dips and jalapenos, and my side was chips with cheese sauce. That was a dip I picked. So I had portions of cheese sauce. I couldn't finish it. The cheese sauce was so fat, and I was like, ugh.
Too much, yeah. What drink did you get?
Ice Blast.
Oh, of course.
Oh, with the Ice Blast thing.
Ice Blasts are like crap, but like you have to have them.
Yeah. You have to.
They're just like, it's, you can just see how cheap it is for them to make.
Yeah.
And you pay like a fiver for it.
I know. What else did I do? That's pretty much it. I've been playing quite a lot of Among Us.
I still need to play that with you guys.
Yeah, because I think it'd be funny if we all played it. And then, right, so my story.
Yeah.
So a guy, one of the people who live next to me, he's getting very annoying that he keeps on doing it. He keeps on hosting these big massive parties.
Yeah.
And he keeps on doing it, especially on the weekends. And so he did one on Wednesday night, last Wednesday night, just after the night, just after the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Isha was out, they booked a seat in like a club, and you can just sit, it's like the bar's open, so you can just sit, they're celebrating someone's birthday. Yeah. So she came back, she was quite drunk by the time she got back, and she left the door unlocked when she came in, and I heard, Isha went to the bathroom, and then I heard all this rustling outside. I heard the living room door shut, so I thought it was probably just Isha walking about, I don't know what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isha came in the room, and she heard a noise, and she opened up the door, bedroom door, and then slammed it and locked it, and just went, there's someone standing in the hall. I was like, what? So I had to get up. But I had to, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was about to work the next day. She woke me up. Well, I was awake anyway because I heard her stumbling about. And then I woke up, opened up the door. The hall was pitch black. There's a figure standing in the middle of the hall. And I was like, hello? And she just looked at me, pitch black. And then the light switch was like, I had to step into the hall to get the light switch. So I ran and got the light switch, and it's just a girl standing there, and she was just looking at me. She looked so confused, and I was like, "Are you alright?" And she was like, "Yeah, I'm looking for Dylan." And I was like, "This isn't the right place." And she was so drunk, and she was like, "You sure?" And she was like looking in my room, like step. She came right up to me. I was like, "You need to step back. I don't know who you are, where you've been." And she was like, she tried to get into Matt's room, and Matt was asleep. And I was like, yeah, no, don't go in there. And then I was like, you need to leave right now. And Isha like walked around her and unlocked the door. And she was like, you sure Dylan's not been in here? I'm sure we've been in here before. And I was like, I've never spoke to any old Dylan in my life. It's deaf out of the wrong flat. And she's like, okay, I'm sorry, I'll leave. And then, so she left and like locked the door, obviously. And then Matt like heard the commotion. He woke up. We came out and we told him what happened, and he went into the living room and saw that one of our cupboard doors was open, slightly open. Like, it was shut, but wasn't shut properly. Mm-hmm. So then we were like, crap, what if that Dylan did actually come in here? He just hid. We have like a gap in our cupboard that like, goes into the wall. It's pitch black. There's like all these pipes and vents you can squeeze into.
Oh my god.
So then they were too scared, so I had to go in the cupboard. I had to go in to look in the gap, but it was so dark I couldn't see, obviously, so I had to get my phone out. My phone was in my room, actually, so I didn't have a torch. But first of all, I had to just, like, stick my hand in the move.
Oh my god,
this
no.
hole in the wall. And then Isha gave me her phone, I showed the torch, it wasn't there. But it was so scary, though. It was actually terrifying. That girl had just went in our living room without anyone knowing and opened up everything and looked around for it.
Looking for this guy. Is he in this cupboard?
I wasn't even there. I was so
angry. That's actually scary. That's such a scary one.
It was so scary. But then I was playing Among Us. Yeah, he woke me up, so I woke up in Friends Rolling, so I played Among Us one for a wee bit. And then I'd left it like on, like my mic on, when that person came in, so like my friends had heard all of it, and Lewis heard it, and he works obviously in W.H. Smith. And so he was working W.H. Smith, and Mum went to W.H. Smith the next day, and Lewis told my mum, yeah, someone broke into Craig's flat last night. That's all he told Mum. So then Mum's texting me, I was freaking out.
Lewis was like, oh, Craig had an eventful night last night, didn't he? And Mum was like, what? And then
why would he tell Mum that?
Flat got broken into.
Yeah, flat got broken into. I had to explain to Mum what actually happened because she was obviously texting. I was freaking out.
I
couldn't even tell you what Lewis looks like now.
Really? Yeah, you haven't seen him so long.
I probably haven't seen him in like 5 years.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, my God.
That
was
so
scary.
Yeah. I got really annoyed because that's happened. People knocked them back. Someone tried to go out to get a room before the middle of the door handle, and someone knocked their room before asking to get in because that guy. Yeah,
that is so scary. It reminds me of like, I remember once when we lived here for like a year. It's just not as scary at all, but it's a similar kind of thing. But like, where people upstairs moved in, and like, as they're moving in, they were like, we were like walking around, we're going to the garden or something. They were like, hi, and like, we're like, oh, hi, we're Puppy and Sean, blah, 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 and they're like, hi, we're whatever. I can't remember their names.
Yeah,
but they still love their name.
Yeah, they still live above me. They're absolutely mental, but we'll talk about that in a second. But they were like, hi, we're here, go on the first floor. And we're like, yeah, cool. And then they were like, are you sure this is your flat? And I was like, yeah, because I live on the ground floor. And they were like, we're here for the first floor flat. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, but like, is this where you live? And I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we'll go to the first floor flat. I was like, yeah.
So you're up the stairs.
First floor.
Yeah, they were like, they said it's not understood. First floor is not the first floor.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Did they try again?
They were like, are you sure this is where you live? And I was like, yeah.
I've lived here for like a year. I'm pretty sure.
A year. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the right thing.
Christ.
Okay, and I haven't spoken to them. Actually, no, wait. I spoke to them again last week because I asked them to pick up a package for me, like, because we were going out in the evening. Yeah. We went to Costco in the evening, and like, our Gusto box was coming, so we're like, can you pick it up for us? And then I went upstairs, and they don't have, their door doesn't have a handle on it. It's just like, it's one of those like cupboard doors.
Oh.
It's just, you just push it open almost. It's got a lock on it, but you just, it's like a push or pull, but like a little, it's not a handle. It's just like a push or pull.
Oh, that's so weird.
I knocked on the door. I was like, hiya. And then just before they opened, and then they were like, who is it? I was like, it's Sean from downstairs. And they're like, who? I was like, I'm your neighbor. Like, okay. And they opened the door like a crack. They were like, what is it? And I was like, can you get my package later? And they're like, yeah. And then I came back and they hadn't done it.
No way.
Yeah. It just sat on the street. My Gusto box sat on the street for like 2 hours.
Oh, that's annoying.
Are they just a bit odd?
I think so. And they're always up. They're always like, and then they're always just like, oh, we sometimes wake up at like 3 a.m. and they're hoovering.
Oh.
What the hell? Like, they're exercising. They're running on the spot or something. I'm like, why are you doing that?
That's so weird.
Yeah, that is pretty weird.
It's just constant stuff going on. And they have people coming and going all the time. I have no idea who lives there. There's one person at least I know who lives there. But like, I see there's two women live up there. I've seen guys coming and going constantly. It's the same guys, but I don't know if they live there or if they're
friends.
Just their boyfriends or whatever. They get up really, I think they go to church on Sunday because they get up really early on Sunday and go out all day.
Oh really?
I don't know what they're doing, to be honest. And the guy right above me, the people I used to have above me was nice, but then like right above me, sorry, on the top floor, another top floor guys above me, it just stinks of like smoking in the corridor all the time now because they smoke.
Right,
he goes outside to smoke and then like he'll leave.
Keep track of his time. Pause 2 seconds. He'll be right back. You need to let you shut in the flat. She's 2 seconds.
He just left and not said anything. You didn't even notice.
Sorry, I didn't want you to ask me a question. We're not being here. Right back.
I have a lot of time to edit this.
It's okay, right, guys, just leave it in. This is just a wee Halloween special for you guys, blooper.
Oh my god. No, that's me, and I hate the smell of smoke.
They smell of smoke all the time, and I'm pretty sure, I can't tell if they have a cat as well, or if like, just the smell of our auntie's house, who will remain nameless, our auntie who smokes and has cats, had cats.
Is that what it's like?
Yeah. I can't distinguish between the smell of cat litter and smoking now.
Well,
yeah. I don't know if they have cats and smoke or just smoke, but it's something.
No, I get you.
What are they like the worst neighbor yet you've had then?
Yeah, for a long time there was no one lived above me.
I quite like talking about neighbors. Louise, do you have neighbors in your student accommodation?
Oh yeah, but I literally have never seen the flap side of me in the whole time I've been here.
You never seen anyone even leave it in, right?
I've seen one person.
Back in the day, I never either. When I was in first year, I never spoke to anyone in the flat opposite me.
Yeah.
Well, I saw them once. I also have a story from first year that I wasn't even involved in, but I know it. A girl was like knocking on the door, like banging on the door. And without me and Matt opened it, this was in first year. And this girl just walked in. She's like, oh, thanks for letting me in. And she was like sweaty from like the gym. And just walked straight into Matt's room, and, like sat down, and she looked around and she went, this isn't my room. Matt was like, yeah.
Oh my god.
She was so like disoriented from being in the gym. She just.
How disoriented can you be?
One of my friends did that. She got invited round to our flat. This was like when we first came to uni. So she just like, the door was open. So she just went into the flat, went into the room. There was a person in the bed, so she was thinking it was her friend. She was like whispering her name. She was like, are you awake? The person turned over and it was just a random. She was like, oh my god. Sprinted out the flat.
She never saw her.
And that's why you knock on doors.
Classic tale. Classic tale. So, any more questions, guys?
Yeah, I can't think of any.
That's fine then. Right, that'll do it for episode 40. A big special episode. Thank you guys for coming on.
We never did our catch-ups.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? No, we didn't. Did we?
It was just me.
I was just going to call it at that.
Nice one,
John. Just let me do my thing. Thank you for coming along. Instagram, swanson_chatroom, email, swansonpodcast@outlook.com.
All right, Louise, catch up.
Now continue.
So this week, It was my flatmate's birthday, so we celebrated on Friday with some drinks.
Oh, nice.
Not that we can go anywhere, so it was in the flat. Nice. Saturday, I went shopping. Oh, my car failed its MOT, so that was very sad.
Oh.
Had a sore one. She just had a few things she needed changed. So it was a sore one on the bank account yesterday, getting her back.
How much?
A lot.
Yeah.
£1 billion.
But yeah, so mum and dad took me to work on Sunday, which I was very thankful for. And yeah, this week I've just been at the gym, doing uni work, feeling like a villain.
I like it.
Same.
What have I been up to this week? Good question, everybody. Question on everyone's lips. But what's Sean been doing this week? I hear them whispering. People stop me in the street. What have you been up to this week, Sean? Oh, I can't tell you. Come listen to the podcast. That's where it all comes out. Sean, they say, people at work say, hi, Sean, how are you? I say, sorry, no, I can't answer that. I have to answer that on the podcast.
Someone's in chat room or all we do is chat.
And all we do is chat, exactly. This week we've got quite an eventful week in the Sean podcast universe where we've got two specials in 1 week. Quite good because like, the way they line up, every time it's like a special here, it's a special over there too.
Yeah, fair.
Because we started All We Do Is Chat out 10 weeks after this one.
Yeah, fair.
It's mad. 40 weeks we've been doing this. That's actually mad.
Hey, we're almost a year.
Almost a year. But I quite like the little Halloween special. We'll make that a yearly occurrence. So we'll do a Christmas season special too.
Yeah.
Right, so this week, guys, been an absolute mad one. You know me, I'm on it all the time. So sent home revising, that's probably like 70% of the time, sorted. Bedtime, don't have a bedtime anymore, sorry, mom.
Nice one.
Up till the wee years in the morning, playing Call of Duty Warzone.
Yeah, you were playing it until late last night, Sean, I saw that.
Till 11, not that late.
Absolutely mental, Sean. You're off the rails.
Mental level. Off the funkin' chain. Right, I can't think of anything I've done this week. I went to Costco, that was nice. We only got like 5 things, though. We went to the shops as well. Pretty eventful stuff, I know. Chill with Betsy, take her for some walks, get some uni work done. Of course, we bought these sheets. Mum and dad came up actually. I saw mum and dad. That's what we did.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot to say that as well. I saw them. Yeah, that's right. It's kind of.
So, yeah,
no, you've already spoke about that, did you not?
No, that's what we did, sorry, my bad. So I bought sheets, like fluffy sheets, teddy bear sheets, not sheets. Sorry, duvet cover and pillow cover. Mm-hmm. I thought they were gonna be really hot and horrible, but they're actually like super cozy.
Oh, that's good. Where did you get them from?
Nice.
Oh yeah, nice one.
We bought them and then we like Poppy was speaking to her mum and her mum was like, actually I already bought you them for Christmas. So we went and returned the ones we got and she just gave her the ones that she like had bought for her.
That's good.
Sorted, been doing the Gusto box as well. Sorted, just been banging them out. They're absolutely, you're beautiful to be honest. I actually like, it's just a lot of fun cooking.
Yummy.
Thank you to Dom and Joe for supplying the funds for that as well.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Especially all in Sober October still. I've got 3 days left of Sober October.
Are you going on a mad one on the first?
No, I'm working on Sunday, so.
Oh.
I think it's Sunday is Sunday the first or Sunday the second?
Sunday's the first.
Oh, that's fine then, dude. I can just drink after that.
Yeah.
Poppy got a placement on Tuesday, but on Monday, sorry. But Poppy's at placement this week as well, so I'm Home Alone. It's like Home Alone 4, Home Alone 5. Every day, burglars try and get in, but
it's just you fighting against those neighbours all day.
Exactly. They're trying to break in. This is my flat. You live here. I'm like, I put like nail traps stuff down the door.
Yeah. They go to like open up the door handle. They just get the hand burned off.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like a shotgun. Some of those traps are actually crazy as well. Yeah, no. Like a shotgun.
Have you seen the conspiracy that the guy from Home Alone is the guy from Saw?
That's very funny.
It's just that insane.
Home Alone's a good film. We should do Home Alone for this.
Yeah, Home Alone. Do it for Christmas, definitely.
Yeah.
The first two. Yeah. After that, it tapers off massively.
The first one's really good. The first one's like actually like class.
First one's really good.
Second one's getting a bit weird. It has like the bird lady in it.
Yeah. But
a weird one. And he drops a cinder block on that guy's head. Pretty cool. That would kill him dead. But we can go through the film and be like, this is how many times they would have died.
Okay, yeah. They did a calculation how many times they would kill him. It was a lot.
We're going to do that as well. Right. Thank you guys for listening. What are we doing next week, though, Craig? I did hear you mention a little film earlier about slasher films.
Yeah,
could
right.
Could that be a clue?
Right, guys. So I know it's past Halloween. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we only did three, so we thought we might as well do four for the whole of October. So we're going to do a classic Halloween film that I've not seen. Have you guys seen it?
Yes.
No.
Wait, no.
The original.
Not seen the original, no.
Yeah, guys, we're going to be watching Halloween.
Oh my god, no way.
Oh my god, and you can. Oh my god. This is going to be after Halloween, obviously. We're going to call it the Craig Swanson Birthday Bash Special.
Yeah.
Which is the last week of Halloween, as we all know.
Yeah.
In November.
It pretty much it goes Halloween, then my birthday. That's how it goes.
Yeah, then Christmas.
And then Mum's birthday, then Christmas.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Right, that'll do it for this week, guys.
Lovely stuff.
Lovely goodbye.
Bye.
Ding.